Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us for today's lesson. It's about a very special person, a very talented actor. But first, I wonder if you have ever seen The Lord of the Rings, or maybe even read the books. There are so many wonderful characters in that story, right? There's Frodo, the Hobbit, Gandalf, the Wizard. We've got some dwarves and some elves, and that interesting creature, Gollum. Gollum, Gollum. Well, the title of today's lesson is Andy Serkis and Motion Capture. So what does Andy Serkis have to do with Gollum? What does he have to do with Gollum? Well, if you don't already know, now is the time to find out. And if you love Gollum, you'll never forget what you learn about Andy Serkis. Our lesson will also take us to a magical place called the Imaginarium. Imagine that. All right. Right now it's time for you to open up your magazine and let's get started. My precious.
Andy Serkis and Motion Capture. A look at his precious career and the technology that got him there. In 1999, Andy Serkis landed what would become one of Hollywood's most well-known roles, Gollum, from the Lord of the Rings series. This strange and sinister creature is still easily recognized almost 20 years later. Even though Serkis has appeared in over 50 films, his face isn't known to a lot of moviegoers. That comes from the fact that many of his major roles have been motion capture or mocap performances.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 motion capture 这个名词。motion 是指动作 ，capture 是指捕捉，所以 motion capture 就是指动作或动态捕捉，也就是记录以及处理人或事物的动作，透过数位处理变成影像。例如 ，motion capture techniques made the characters in this animation come alive.动态捕捉的技术让这部动画电影的角色变成栩栩如生，或者是 The research uses motion capture extensively to record the subject's movements. 这个研究大量使用动态捕捉来记录实验对象的动作。继续我们看 sinister 这个形容词， sinister 在这里是指邪恶的或者是阴险的。例如 ,at the end of the movie, the sinister villain was defeated by the hero. 在这部电影的结尾，这个邪恶的反派被男主角给打败了，或者是 luckily the kidnapper's sinister plot was uncovered by the police. 很幸运的，这些绑匪的阴谋被警方给识破了。Sinister 也指不祥的或者是有凶兆的，例如 a sinister run down house， 一栋阴森森破旧的房子。
I got an idea. Okay, Rebecca, guess who I am.
Okay.
My precious.
I know! You're a sick cat.
A sick cat?
Yeah.
No. Look again. Listen to this.
Okay.
My precious. Buttons! Shia!
Oh, I know. You're a little flea on the sick cat.
Rebecca, I'm not a little flea on the sick cat. I am Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Come on. Gollum.
My precious. He always says...
Oh, Gabe, I think you need to practice your acting for Gollum.
Oh. All right, well...
That can be your New Year's resolution.
Thanks, Rebecca. All right, the resolutions are... piling up.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, I'm here to help.
Thanks. All right. Well, that was Gollum, or an attempt at being Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Hey, Rebecca, do you like the Lord of the Rings?
Oh, my goodness. Do I like the Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Lord of the Rings. All three movies that are in the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Lord of the Rings. We have the...
Two Towers.
The Two Towers and Return of the King.
They're all very good movies.
Well, so good. Even though the movies are really long, I don't feel like the movie's very long.
Well, right. They're filmed very well. Friends, today we're learning about Andy Serkis and motion capture. And of course, The Lord of the Rings is something, or is a movie that brought Andy Serkis into the spotlight. Well, we read something here about him, a look at his precious career and the technology that got him there. And I love something about this picture. He's not just there standing. He's actually playing with his, it looks like he's playing with his ring a little bit, just kind of like a hobbit would have done in The Lord of the Rings.
Well, he did spend a lot of time preparing to film this movie, so maybe some of those tendencies, you know, to like play with the ring kind of carried over to his...
Real life.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Right. Well, he does have a precious career. You see those quotation marks around the word precious, because that word, of course, is a word that Gollum always used in those movies. But we see a phrase here, the technology that got him there, the something that got someone somewhere, right? And you use this when talking about how something has helped somebody to accomplish something.
That's right. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of Hollywood actors and actresses. And sometimes it seems like these actors and actresses might think that their good looks and money are what got them there. But I actually don't think that's really the case. You know, you need to have good character. You need to be able to be willing to help others as well.
Yeah, that's true. I think in some cases you're right, though. Some people, it is just about their good looks and money, and that's what gets some people to where they want to be. But I agree with you, Rebecca. I think it should also be important to you to have good character, and maybe those things will help you to get good places as well. So learning about Andy Serkis, the technology that got him there, got him where? Got him into as many roles as he's been in Hollywood.
That's right. He's landed a lot of roles. We read in 1999, Andy Serkis landed what would become one of Hollywood's most well-known roles, Gollum. Now let's take a look at that phrase, to land a role.
That's right. This means to win or to get a position, especially because of some of your own effort. Okay, so it's not just a chance that, oh, I landed this role. What am I doing here in the studio? No, there was a little bit of effort on your own part as well when you land a role.
For example, after a lot of practice, waiting, and auditioning, Greg finally landed a role as a superhero in a superhero movie.
Hey, that sounds like a fun job. Sounds like he landed a fun job.
No kidding. He definitely did.
So this character, Gollum, of course, appears in the Lord of the Rings series and a little bit in The Hobbit. This strange and sinister creature is still easily recognized almost 20 years later. And there he is.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, this is his, this looks like his evil side, his little, his sinister and serious side, because he's got a cute side too.
He does. He does have a cute side.
Who's called Smeagol?
Right. He's like two different characters, right? Gollum and Smeagol. Well, we continue on. Even though Serkis has appeared in over 50 films, his face isn't known to a lot of moviegoers, and that's actually very true. I didn't really recognize his face.
Yeah, I'd seen him in King Kong, but other than that, I remember him basically for Gollum, or mainly for Gollum. We read here, that comes from the fact that many of his major roles have been motion capture, or mocap performances. Okay, so that phrase, it comes from the fact that. This is good to use in speech or in writing, and you use it to share the reason for something.
Exactly. Well, speaking of that, have you ever heard of the phrase, does he come from the other side of the pond?
Andy Serkis, indeed. If you are in the States, you would say Andy Serkis comes from the other side of the pond. Let's learn about that in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, you're from the U.S., right?
That's right.
Have you ever been to the other side of the pond?
Actually, I haven't. But that's a great phrase for us to look at. The other side of the pond, or across the pond, means the other side of the Atlantic Ocean.
Right. The pond here is not actually a pond. It's the ocean. And specifically, it's the Atlantic Ocean. People from the U.S. or the U.K. use this phrase when they are talking about the other country.
For example, if I'm in New York but my friend is in London, I could say, have fun on the other side of the pond, or see you when you get back to this side of the pond.
Carolyn, can we use this phrase on other countries?
That's a good question, and the answer is not really. This phrase is mostly limited to the relationship between the U.S. and the U.K., and the ocean between them.
当你到美国旅游的时候，特别是在东岸，肯定有机会听到有人用英国腔对你说 I came from across the pond. 我从池塘的另一边来到这里。这个时候你可能会觉得他到底在说什么？这个池塘指的是大西洋，而池塘的另外一边 across the pond 或 the other side of the pond 指的就是英国，两个国家之间隔着一个大西洋。由于这是源自于英国的惯用语，只适用于英美两国，不能用在南美洲与非洲国家之间。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Stupid fat hobbit seats. They tried to take you away from us, my precious.
Oh, hello. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just remembering one of my favorite characters from movies. That is from The Lord of the Rings, and his name is, you know, Gollum. That's right. You know what? You know how they filmed Gollum? They used motion capture. So, of course, he's an animated creature, right? But who played him? Who played his voice? That was Andy Serkis. And that's who we're learning about today. So, friends, let's continue with our lesson, Andy Serkis and motion capture. Now you see me? Now you don't. Right?
Andy Serkis and motion capture. The technique, also called performance capture, uses cameras to track tiny dots on a skin-tight suit worn by an actor. The actor's movements and expressions are recorded and then converted into digital images. The end result, an image on the big screen that is much more realistic than traditional animation. Serkis is the first actor to become a star because of a motion capture performance, specifically for his role as Gollum. The award-winning actor became so impressed with mocap capabilities that he co-founded Britain's very first performance capture studio, called the Imaginarium. Serkis fills his days with creative productivity and says that his most productive space is the Imaginarium, where he can experiment with new ideas.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 convert 这个动词 ，vert 这个字根有转的意思，所以 convert 是指转变或转换。如果要说明转换成什么，是用 to 或者是 into 这两个介系词。例如 ，the teacher is teaching us how to convert meters into feet。老师正在教我们如何把公尺换算成英尺。或者是 the confidential messages were converted into codes before being sent out。这些机密的信息都先被转换成密码之后才被送出。Convert 也指改变，例如 The old warehouse was converted into an art school. 这个旧的仓库被改建成了一所艺术学校。所以我们看 productivity 这个不可数名词， D-U-C-T 这个字根是指引导或带来，所以 productivity 是指生产率或效能。注意它的重音是在 T-I 这个音节，念成 productivity。例如 the factory's productivity increased drastically after the old machines were replaced， 就机器被换新之后，这家工厂的产能大幅提升。或者是 the workers' productivity grew dramatically after an incentive policy was implemented， 奖励制度实施之后，这家公司的员工的生产力就大大的提升。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, there we go. That should do it. Yes, I think I am ready for a mocap performance. What do you think, Rebecca?
Gabe, what are you doing?
Okay.
Why do you have all those dots on your face?
Let me explain. Let me use this next sentence to explain here. We read here, the technique, also called performance capture, uses cameras to track tiny dots on a skin-tight suit worn by an actor. So that's what this is, Rebecca, these tiny dots. I can also do motion capture.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you're saying when you do motion capture, it's just little dots on your face.
Well, maybe I need to work on the technology here. But friends, as you can see in this picture, that is what Andy Serkis is doing, right, with these other actors. They have this skin-tight suit, these tiny, it looks like tiny dots, but there's a lot more involved there. Mm-hmm. And this is the final product when you use motion capture. Pretty amazing, right?
Yes, actually, I thought it was really fascinating to see the difference, see the final product, and then to see the people who are actually acting. But we see this word skin tight. What's that all about?
Yeah, it doesn't sound very comfortable. If something is skin tight, you could just use the word tight, right? They're wearing a tight suit. But if it's skin tight, you're emphasizing that it's not loose at all. It's right on the surface of your skin.
And this reminds me, when we go scuba diving, we need to wear wetsuits that are skin tight.
Right. Yeah, the first time I wore a wetsuit, I thought it was a little bit awkward, because when you're wearing a skin tight suit, it reveals how much you've been working out recently.
Yes, got it. Very awkward. Okay, friends, that is the word skin tight.
Right.
Practice using it.
And we move on here. The actor's movements and expressions are recorded and then converted into digital images. Okay, so you just saw that example again with Andy Serkis, and they were filming for the Planet of the Apes movie. The end result, an image on the big screen that is much more realistic than traditional animation. So over the years, there have been cartoons and then claymation and different kinds of animation for movies. Well, what is animation? That is the art of making movies with techniques and methods other than live action images, like with live people.
Exactly. You know, Gabe, I actually enjoy watching some animated films, especially those that have a good story and powerful animation.
I agree. You know, movies like the Toy Story movies or Boss Baby. There's a lot of animated films that are really great that Disney and Pixar have made, and other companies as well. But that is traditional animation, and motion capture is very different. It seems a little more realistic.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and jump down to the very end of this lesson where we read, Serkis fills his days with creative productivity and says that his most productive space is the Imaginarium, where he can experiment with new ideas.
And if you are productive, that means you're able to achieve a lot, or you're able to get the results that you desire in a certain amount of time. Are you a productive person?
Well, I know that one place that's very productive, and that is the SC Challenge.
Yes! Okay, for today's SC Challenge, let's see what teachers are joining us in the studio. We have Brandon.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here.
Glad to have you back. And Carolyn.
Hello. I'm excited to play.
Okay, so we've got some questions about motion capture and Andy Serkis. Are you guys familiar with the actor Andy Serkis?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
Very.
Okay, so number one here. Friends, let's see if you can guess the answers to these questions. Before Brandon and Carolyn do, number one, our lesson describes Gollum from The Lord of the Rings as what? Our lesson describes Gollum as what? A, precious, B, major, C, sinister, or D, award-winning? Yes, Carolyn?
I'm going to go with C, sinister.
That's your answer, Brandon?
I'm going to say A, precious.
A, precious. Well, Gollum does like to say, my precious. However, the answer is C, sinister. Nice job, Carolyn. Okay. Number two. Motion capture results for characters like Gollum are much more realistic than what? A, live action. B, real relationships. C, kids' reactions. Or D, traditional animation. You guys, yes, Brandon?
I'm going to say A, live action.
A, they're more realistic than live action. Carolyn?
How about traditional animation?
Well, according to our lesson, motion capture results are much more realistic than traditional animation. Carolyn has 2 points. Okay, guys, this one is just for fun. Number three, okay. Who am I? I'm going to imitate somebody. Who am I? Here we go.
Okay.
My precious. Yeah, any guesses?
King Kong.
No, not King Kong. Those hobbitsies.
Oh, is it It, the clown?
No, not the clown from It. Another guess?
Keep going. Can you do it again?
Oh, the hobbitsies. What should we do? My precious.
A cat coughing up a hairball.
No, guys, it's Gollum. Gollum. From The Lord of the Rings.
I think he needs to work on that one. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much for guessing. That was my Gollum. And let's see, who was the winner for today? Carolyn is our winner for today with 2 points.
Yay!
Brandon, thanks for trying. Friends, thank you all for joining, and we know you got the correct answers. We'll see you all next time right here on the SC Challenge. And Rebecca, it seems like nobody can ever guess when I'm acting like Gollum.
Well, no problem. It just means you need to practice a little bit more. You have a whole year to do that.
Hey!
What?
Maybe I could go to the Imaginarium to work on my skills.
Hey, we're going to learn more about that next time.
That's right.
Right here on Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.